Miscellaneous staff report. Gail, you want to start with that?
At our next meeting, we'll have Siegel here discussing a few items, one of which is going to be the GASB 68 valuation report that they finished. We have a new benefits manager starting on Monday, which we're very excited about.
All right. Congratulations.
That's all I have.
Aaron? And Tim?
Just a couple of updates. Staff conducted the on-site with Common Fund in San Francisco and had their Connecticut office on a video conference last week, so we're in good shape there. We've revised terms and we're contracting with them. We're doing the on-site with wastewater next Monday on the way up to Seattle for the Bears conference. The Angela Gordon Fund is currently contracting. We expect to make the next close in about 3 weeks. The investment strategy build workshop is coming together. We're going to have mostly internal speakers. We have found one really great external speaker. It's a professor at Stanford. Works with UC Regions on strategy and kind of how to focus organizations on big picture thinking. So I think he'll be a welcome addition.
Thank goodness there's only one of them.
There. Just a quick preview of the next two meetings from the investment staff. On the next September meeting, we're going to have a presentation from Energy Investor Funds about their Fund 5. This is basically a power plant and transmission line story. And then on September 23rd, we plan on having presentations from Singular Gup on a follow-on real estate fund to what we've done with them currently. And Aether Real Assets is in the market with their next fund as well.
Okay.
The 23rd.
I'm sorry?
Kurt has something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here.
Well, here he is. Sorry about
that. Just to elaborate, Gail mentioned the GASB 68 valuation. So this is a long process to implement GASB 67 and 68. We met with the employers many times, plan sponsors, and yesterday was the last meeting with the employers. They saw the final, almost the final draft of the report. They were very happy with the support they got from us. We answered the questions, and John Monroe answered a lot of questions. And so that went very well, because remember, we're on a calendar year. We've already done the GASB 67 valuation and adopted it, but they're on a July 1 fiscal year. So they're getting ready to do their CAFR with this information. So as you all know, Vicki Kaplan is leaving Sisera. Next week's her final week. This would be her last board meeting if she were here. She's not. So her last board meeting has already happened. But we do have, I want to introduce you to Carol McCarty. She's working over in accounting. She's working on a temporary basis right now until we fill the position with a lot of accounting experience in the public sector and with investments as well. So she's helping us with our June 30 close and interest crediting and all that.
Okay, I don't think we have any outside advisors, so trustee comments.
It's cool. I originally couldn't go to the II. I'm going to have it the next meeting to go, but if there's so much of us going to the Torchlight and II, could we move the meeting to the 14th of October?
We have a meeting on October 15th, a special board meeting.
Keep going.
You want to be getting it right?
Okay.
All right. And then for SACRs, just to give everybody an update, we've got the agenda pretty well set. We will have the Carl DeMaio one going with Amy Brown and Harvey, so that one seems to be really...
That'll be lively.
Yeah.
With Amy?
Ooh. Yeah.
She's the writer of the newsletter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. She's probably the number one advocate that I've ever met for
yes.
public pensions, and of course Carl's going to be on the other side. And Harvey will be good, you know. And then I've got Marty Dirks moderating, because I thought Marty's got a very calming personality.
So that's good, Dave.
I did bring up about increasing the amount that appointees and retirees get for the meetings. It has to be through legislation. So the next board meeting, board directors coming up, we're going to go ahead and start the process to see about changing legislation on that.
I'll be happy to testify when the bill comes before committee.
You got it, sir.
Thank you, Gary.
That doesn't count as a meeting.
Good catch, Brian. Good catch.
At the next conference, General Petraeus is going to speak, and reason being he's on the KKR board. So if anybody here has any kind of connections, I'm already planning the spring one. If, you know, I've talked to you, if you guys know anybody, any connections, I'd love to find out.
Petraeus will be at the spring meeting?
He's going to be at the fall.
At the fall meeting?
Great. But I thought if I want to start planning for the spring. You guys have any connections? Does anybody think I would appreciate it?
Hillary might be cheap by then.
She should be down to 100,000.
Yeah.
Bornstein, maybe?
Great. Okay. We'd like to close the meeting in honor of a fallen deputy sheriff, and Gabe would like to give us some background on that.
Yeah, Carlos Francis was a deputy sheriff, actually a very good friend. I don't know if you heard the story, but he was up in Tahoe with his girlfriend and his sister and another friend. And when the sister fell off the kayak or wakeboard, paddleboard, the friend went to help and had his paddle swimming, got her up, started swimming back. Carlos thought he was drowning. Carlos jumped in to save him. It was 40 knot winds, very cold, and he ended up drowning, attempting to save somebody. So anyway, in his honor, I just wanted to adjourn the meeting. He was a good guy and a good deputy.
It's a sad day. I was there. I had arrived the same day, about 2 hours before it happened, and then heard about it later in the afternoon. The wind was blowing like unbelievable. The waves, it looked like the ocean.
Yeah.
So apparently it was a very difficult situation. Very sad.
Okay.
Entirely appropriate.
Yes.
Thank you.
With that, we are adjourned.
All right. Thank you.